Good morning to all on WWDB 860 AM, Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott. I hope everyone is having a blessed holiday season and your heart, mind, and soul are in the mood and the mode of joy and lights and love and all that's good in life. This morning and or whenever you are listening to this program on podcast, during the week at WWDBAM.com or any of my social media, I'm asking God to transform the way that we all approach this Hanukkah and Christmas season. It's unfortunate that all too common to view this holiday season as a time when we have to do more, spend more, and travel more, a time to be endured rather than celebrated. Hanukkah and Christmas is a celebration that we should have gratitude for the miracles, the successes, and the achievements and the love in our life. I pray that we reflect upon the reason for this season and in the days ahead and slow down and believe in miracles and believe in the reason that we are celebrating these most special holidays in this season. There is a very special prayer in Judaism called the Shehecheyanu. And the Shehecheyanu thanks God for allowing us to reach this season in love, in success, and most importantly, as we all know, in health. So give God first. Put God first in everything that we do during this holiday season, and have an attitude of gratitude. And on that, certainly we can all say, amen. So if it is your custom to bow your head when you pray, please do. If not, please open your ears. There is a wonderful story that I think we all know that I was taught when we were young, when all of us were young. Why did God give us two ears, but only one mouth? Two ears, but only one mouth. And of course, the answer to that is because God wants us to listen twice as much as we speak. So bow your heads as we listen to these words. For all you have given, thank you, God. For all you have withheld, thank you, God. For all you have withdrawn, thank you, God. For all you have permitted, thank you, God. For all you have prevented, thank you, God. For all you have forgiven me, thank you, God. For all you have prepared for me, thank you, God. For the place you are keeping for me in heaven, thank you, God. For having created me to love you for all eternity, thank you, God. As many of you know, I post a lot on social media. It's my way of keeping in touch with our wonderful community virtually, and for you to keep in touch with me for all of your goals, your dreams, and your aspirations, for all of your successes and all of your achievements. It's a way. It's a miracle in the technology that we have today, especially social media. And there's no more posts that I put on each year that has more response to it than the one that follows. Each and every year I post this, and you would be amazed at the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of responses that I get to these words. Not people just posting a like or a smile, or people posting words that they agree with these sentiments, or sometimes they don't agree. But either way, here are the words that I post that get so much response. It's called my yearly Christmas and Hanukkah message. And it goes like this. As Christmas approaches, I'm Jewish and I'm absolutely not offended when people wish me a Merry Christmas. In fact, I love it. I take no offense. I never correct people who wish me a Merry Christmas. They mean well and are blessing me and are being gracious and kind. I thank them for the well wishes and wish them a Merry Christmas in response. I do not make any politically correct statement. I don't tell them that I'm Jewish or embarrass them in any way. Part of being Jewish and American is understanding that this blessed country of America is mostly Christian. So if you don't know that I'm Jewish, a Merry Christmas greeting is just fine with me and welcomed. I can never have too much merriment in my life. I would love to hear what you think about that. So contact me on any social media, whether it is TikTok or Facebook or Instagram or any of them that you are on. I am certainly on as well. Or contact me on any of my contacts at CantorBorsky.com. I would love to hear what you feel about that. But whatever you do, we could all say amen to this season of joy, to this season of love. And if you are looking for some ways to celebrate Hanukkah this year, every year I have many, many opportunities. This year, if you go to my website, you will see information on December the 19th coming up. December the 19th at the Pop Shop in Collingswood, in beautiful Collingswood, we are having a Hanukkah celebration. So go to the Pop Shop website in Collingswood or go to my social media. You'll see all the information. I would love to see you in person so we can celebrate Hanukkah together with songs, with lighting the menorah, with spinning the dreidel. It's always a highlight of the year. And for that, we can say amen. On another note about Hanukkah, if you have a loved one or if you yourself are in a senior home, a retirement home, an assisted living facility, and there is no activities there that have to do with Hanukkah, please contact me if you're in Greater Philadelphia or South Jersey. I would love to call your activities director for me to come in and do a program about Hanukkah for all the residents, no matter their religion, no matter their background, no matter their creed. It would be an honor for me. So contact me in any way that you want. And on that, certainly on Hanukkah, we can all say amen. We also say amen for our sponsors of Inspiration and Religion, without whom this program on WWDB would not be possible. We say amen to Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care that you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to thedentalwellness.com. Again, their website is thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you, and please tell them that Cantor Scott, with his smile and white teeth, say hello. And for them, we all say amen. Fortunately or unfortunately, this is the time of the year when all of us, no matter of our tradition or religion or background, we tend to remember those loved ones in our lives that are no longer with us in body, but are certainly with us in spirit. And if you are missing a loved one each year, I hold a virtual service of remembrance. And if you are listening live on WWDB this Sunday morning, it is this night, Sunday night, December 11th at 7 o'clock, our service of remembrance. If you are remembering a dear one, this special holiday time of the year, no matter how long they have it been gone, please join me this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Go on my social media. You will see the information for the Zoom password that you can join me at 7 o'clock tonight. if you are listening live. If you don't see it on my social media, please contact me by email at Cantor S. Borsky, CantorSBorsky, Cantor S. Borsky at gmail.com. I will certainly email to you all the information. It'll be filled with poems, with candle lighting, with beautiful songs, so we can remember the ones that you love, and may the cherished memories of your loved ones always be a blessing to you, and may they be passed down from generation to generation. In Judaism, we call that Lidor Vador, and it is such a tradition, at least in Judaism, to name boys and girls not even born yet after those who have passed on. And when they are born, you name their names of those who we are remembering. So the memories of those never fade. The memories of those never go away. And those boys and girls who are named after them will grow up with the knowledge that they are named after someone very, very special. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. You know, this time of the year, there are always people in our lives that we don't particularly like for whatever reason. And if you are living in a world that you like everybody, you know what? God bless you. If everybody in your circle of life, at work or at school or in your family or in your neighborhood, who are the people in your neighborhood, if you like everyone, you are certainly unique. You are certainly very, very blessed. But for most of us, there are some people in our lives that for whatever reason there is, they rub you the wrong way. You don't particularly like them. And you know what? That's okay. But, and this is important, and if there's anything that you leave this program with today, it's important to remember that, especially this time of the year, to decide to love people that you don't like. Let me say that again. It's important to love people that maybe you don't like. We are all, hopefully, created in the image of God. And the golden rule says, do unto others what you would like them to do unto you. So if you don't like them, that's okay. Still love them. There's a wonderful prayer in Judaism. It comes from the book of Deuteronomy. It's called the V'ahavta, which means, and you shall love. V'ahavta. And who shall we love? We shall love God. We are commanded to love God. And if we are commanded to love God, we are to love all of God's creations, all people, all animals, all furry friends, all feathered friends, but especially people. And it says that we shall love God in the V'ahavta with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might, which means with all our being. So love everyone and make this a season that not liking someone does not take away the joy. Never let anyone take away the joy during this season of lights of Hanukkah, during this holy season of Christmas and Ramadan and Kwanzaa, any of the holidays that you celebrate. Make this a season of love. And for that, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Oh, such a blessing to our entire community in many, many ways. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all religions in South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less. Get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And for them certainly, we can all say, amen. on Inspiration and Religion of on WWDB, I'm always trying to bring out the point that praise and worship isn't just for your holy day. Praise and worship, if you're a Christian, isn't just for Sundays. Praise and worship, if you're Jewish, isn't just for Shabbat from Friday night to Saturday night. Praise and worship isn't just about singing songs on your Sabbath, on your Shabbat. It's an expression of our hearts every day of the week, every hour of every day, every moment of every day. You ought to be in a continual expression of prayer, and not to wait till your Sabbath, not to wait till your Shabbat. It is of utmost importance that you continually acknowledge that we are children of God, that you continually acknowledge that we are created in the image of God. And if you, what we just spoke about, ve'ahavta from the book of Deuteronomy, if you continually love God, you will always be in a continual expression of prayer. And certainly on that, we can all say, amen. And remember that there is no mountain that God, if you are in a continual expression of prayer, there is no mountain that God cannot conquer. Just like the mountains of his creation testify to his existence, the burdensome mountains in our own lives that are conquered through God will attest to your faith. So you gotta have faith. Keep that faith. And how do you do that? You wake up each and every morning with an expression of love. You say your most favorite verses from your book of your scriptures, from Psalms, from any of the books, the holy books that are on your nightstand next to your bed, or the verses that you have in your heart. You say them so even before your feet hit the ground, you are in and living in the image of the Most High, and that is a blessing to God and certainly a blessing to all those around us, because as you live in the image of God, that mindset, your body, your soul, it floats into others and it gets into their heart. And as we always say, sometimes the only God someone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. So be the God. Be the God in someone else. And it is the season. It is the season to live in the image of God. Certainly, we should live in the image of God each and every day, but especially this holiday season. I have an organization called Cantor Scott's Charities. I know, I thought long and hard about that title. If you go onto Facebook, look up Cantor Scott's Charities, and you will see all the wonderments and the miracles that we do each and every day. And this past week, I do something I do each and every year. It's one of the ways to pay it forward. I go into one of my local bookstores. Last week, I went into Barnes & Noble of Marlton, New Jersey, a beautiful store it is. I went into the kids section, the kids book section, and some of the kids books for Hanukkah and for Christmas, I put a card in there. And in the card, I put a little note handwritten from myself to pay it forward. And in that card, I put money, whether it's $2 or $3 or $5 or $10. I put money in that card for them to find. And the note, the handwritten note that I wrote said, please take this money and give it to the charity of your choice. Pay it forward for all the blessing that you have, because often many people in our community, in any community, they pray for the things that we take for granted. They pray for the things that we just take for granted, for shelter, for clothing, for food, for toys. Take this money. Give it to mom and dad who are with you now, or grandma and grandpa who are with you now, and send it to your favorite charity and pay it forward to someone who needs temporarily that will lighten and will give joy to the holiday season. And wouldn't you know, the very day that I put those cards in, an hour later, I put my phone number in there so they could call me or text me. An hour later, one of the moms of one of the little boys that she took into the bookstore, she emailed me and she said, "I just found your card. I was with my son in the children's department, and that is such a blessing that you have given us and others. And I added $10 to what you had in the card, and I am sending it this afternoon to our favorite charity. Thank you for the reminder of this season of joy." And it made my heart grow 10 times larger, you know, just like the Grinch. So in any way that you can, pay it forward this holiday season and bring joy unto others. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our friend, Bonnie, the owner of the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, Pennsylvania, in Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. What a blessing Bonnie is to all of us and her store. No matter where you live in South Jersey, Greater Philadelphia, Delaware County, Chester County, Bucks County, any of, I know I'm missing one, but there's another one. Anywhere you are, it is a blessing to go there. Whenever I go there, there are folks from all over the Delaware Valley. Why? Because they are the best. Currently stocked with winter and spring clothing in both the men's and boys' department suits, sports coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes for winter and spring weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, custom tailoring to formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly that we all remember, and Huntington Valley for 25 years, presently located in the beautiful Warminster Shopping Center. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060, or just stop in to say hi and tell her that Cantor Scott sent you at 320 York Road in Warminster. Tuxedo rentals and sales for weddings, charity events, cruises, formal events for your business, informal events for a family get-together. And since this is the holiday season, gift certificates for those that you love. Casual attire for parties of your business. Great ideas for Pollyannas, fun patterns, socks and belts. They have everything. Florsheim shoes for men's and boys. They are winning awards each and every month. Their walls, Bonnie's walls in the store, are filled with all the awards that they win for being the best of this, best of that. Go there and bless yourself. And for Bonnie and the men's and boys store, we certainly say amen. On a sad note, I'm always sad when someone that is an inspiration passes away. As you know, if you listen to me on WWDB or follow me on social media, there are not many people in the entertainment or the political or the sports world that I would consider role models for our children. Maybe I could count them, you know, sports figures on my one hand, politicians on my one hand, entertainers on my one hand, but this week, someone that I really admired for what she accomplished in her life, but also how she taught life lessons, and it was Kirstie Alley. We all remember Kirstie Alley from television and from the movies. There are many things that she did in her life that were inspiring to us with problems that we had, whether some of us had weight problems or physical problems or psychological problems. She really came through them, and she was a role model for those who followed her and listened to her. One quote I have for her is, she said, "When push comes to shove, it ain't the science that's going to lift you up. It's the belief, the spiritual side of life, that's going to lift you up, no matter what religion you are." No wiser words have been said. Thank you, Kirstie Alley, and may your memory always, always be a blessing to all of us, as we all say, amen. We welcome our newest sponsor on Inspiration and Religion, Mr. Richard M. Cohen of Retirement Income Mastery. RetirementIncomeMastery.com. And if you've got a 401k or IRA, Richard has some bad news for you. Richard is a best-selling author right here from Philadelphia in South Jersey, wants to give you a free copy of his new book, Retirement Income Mastery. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute, and Richard says, sounds right, but that is wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With over $26 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of over 90% like the 1960s. There's a better way. It's an alternative the wealthy use that often beats your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Please go to my friend Richard Cohen's website at retirementincomemastery.com. RetirementIncomeMastery.com. Find out all about it and contact my friend Richard and tell him that Cantor Scott sent him, or call him at 1-800-605-9191. That's 1-800-605-9191 for a free copy of Richard's book and talk to a specialist to protect yourself from crashes and taxes. And certainly, don't we all want that, as we all say, as we certainly all say, amen. So on this holiday season, I want to bless everyone with all the love that you deserve. And I look forward to hearing about all the blessings and miracles in your life and sharing them with all those who listen. If there's something that's going on in your life that's a blessing to you, please contact me in any way. It would be a blessing to share with others, because as we always speak about, those who are in the valley temporarily need good news from others, because it gives them the opportunity to say, if it's happening to you, it can happen to them. If God is blessing them, God will bless you. If God is opening the right door for them, God will open the right door for them. So share with me all of the blessings in your lives, because I would love to share it with our community to let all those know that there are people in our lives that are being blessed by God. And if God blesses you, God will bless us. And as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.